The new words include dot-commer, barista, headbanger, and comb-over. And while the latest dictionary may not be on every judge's desk, the word book is something judges across the nation turn to often. It's because judges are called upon to decide what words and phrases mean, new words and those that have been around a while, when parties think they've agreed to something and then can't agree. Criminal law offers one example. Say a legislature uses a word like uses in legislation, something like anyone who uses a gun in a robbery goes to jail. A court would, and did in a case from 1995, turn to the dictionary for a definition of the word use first, to avail, to employ. Same in 2000, when a court had to figure out exactly what it means to possess a weapon in furtherance of a crime. Exactly what does in furtherance mean? Webster's reports advancing, helping forward. The gun inside the apartment did help to further drug trafficking, conviction affirmed. But it's the new words and phrases that sometimes confound courts. In a now delightfully quaint example from a 1938 Illinois appellate opinion, the court grappled with what the term air condition meant in the context of a promise to air condition the premises. To quote the court, air condition is a comparatively new word. Webster's International Dictionary does not give it at all, and its meaning is ambiguous. The appellate court then upheld the trial court's decision to hear from experts about what this thing called air conditioning means anyway. Or this, from an early opinion wrestling with exactly what it means to park a car when a statute prohibits parking on a highway. The word park, as related to automobiles, is a new word not defined in the dictionaries. I take it to mean the placing of a car on the highway or in some fixed place with the intention of having it remain there for some indefinite period of time. And when health insurance covered something called sunstroke and a fellow collapsed at work from the heat of a forge, a court in 1906 turned to the dictionary to figure out exactly what sunstroke means. Back then, the dictionaries defined the word broadly to encompass all heat illness. Sure, the court noted, a new word out there, heat stroke, might better apply to the man's condition. But heck, because only two dictionaries included the word heat stroke, it wasn't in common usage, and we shouldn't expect it to be included in the insurance policy. The heat stroke victim could recover under the sunstroke clause. Now courts know what it means to park and to air condition. My dictionary says sunstroke is caused by the sun only, and heatstroke is the entry that would cover forge heat illness. And remember those new words? In judges' opinions, they're not that new. Okay, dot-commer hasn't made the cases, but barista has, as in, the defendant approached the espresso bar, pointed something at the barista, and told him that he had a gun. So has headbanger. The victim described the assailant as a headbanger because of his appearance. He was wearing a Metallica shirt, black jeans, and had shoulder-length hair. And comb-overs? Many judges may sport the hide-the-bald-spot hairdo, but only one judge used the word in an opinion to describe the look.